Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
So good. I love the jingles. That's great. All right. We're already getting some texts here. What do you have for underrated, overrated, properly rated? 651-461-9226. Mr. Fry, you're first.
All right. I'm going to start with overrated, as we do so here on Mondays. And my overrated is my ability to recognize just how strong the sun is. So Saturday, I did a couple of softball game broadcasts. And well into the second game, I look over and my arm is just scorched, just absolutely burnt red. And the
I cannot finish the broadcast.
No, I thought about it. It was a three-hour softball game. It was brutal.
Oh, what?
The final score was 18-12. It was entertaining, but my God.
No, that's too long. Overrated a softball game, Dave Arrigan, which takes 3 hours to complete.
Softballs, I mean, that's the beauty of the game. It's fast-paced. It's your hour and a half. Boom, we're done.
Hour and a half. That's it. 90-minute. Who's ahead? There we go.
It was there was 3 7-run innings. So that
we got a lot of replay challenges. What's going on for 3 hours? My God.
It was interesting, to say the least. But I have a nice farmer's tan.
How about the shirt? You should think about taking the shirt off.
I don't know if that'd be cool at a high school.
Suns out, guns out. Hey, there's our play-by-play guy wearing a Speedo up there.
Maybe I'll run that by the coaches next time. We'll see how that works.
Probably not. I'll probably just do that and then get fired, and at least you can check it on the list. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. My underrated, getting to like a bar or a restaurant just before a huge rush. So my wife and I went out before a concert at the Armory, which properly rated the Armory.
Oh, it's great.
I'd never been there before.
As long as you're okay with standing.
Yeah.
I don't mind standing. A grandpa like Harrigan, he probably complains about it.
I'm like Mark, when you're on the floor, you need a comfortable seat.
Yeah. Yeah. So, okay, Armor, who'd you see?
It was Jordan Davis. He's a country artist. So he and two others were opening for Luke Combs in Milwaukee weekend. So they stopped in at the Armory for a one-night sort of spinoff. It was fine. I'd seen him before. My wife really liked him. Beforehand, we got to it's called Off the Rail. It's right near U.S. Bank Stadium. Mm-hmm. And I can't remember what used to be there, but we got there right before a huge rush. And it was just nice to be in that situation where you have a table and people are like soliciting you to leave the table.
Yeah. So it's like, well, for the right price.
Right. It's like $200.
It's kind of like, if you're at the grocery store and somebody walks over to the line, you see like four people there and you just get ahead and you're like,
yes. They open the register right as you're walking
out. Yes,
it's
great.
The extra register.
Yeah. Yes, that's a nice bonus.
Properly rated, the Sunday lunch buffet scene in rural Iowa. My God, yesterday I went down to see my family, and we went to do you know what Godfather's Pizza is? Do you know what that is?
Absolutely.
So it used to be that they like switched it over. I don't know what it is, but they still have the buffet. And you would have thought the President of the United States was there for how many people had showed up for that.
They love the buffet.
It was amazing, yeah.
Okay, along with the pizza, and a lot of pizza options. I'm assuming different slices. Yes. What else was on the buffet?
The broasted chicken, huge.
Yeah.
I think they had tater tot hot dish, which they call a casserole down south.
Man, they're both overrated.
Yeah. What else did they have? That was kind of it. The salad bar.
How about sauerkraut? Do we have some sauerkraut?
No. You have to go a little farther south for that.
For sauerkraut days? All right. The buffet, yes. Yeah.
Parking was
Do we have valet parking?
It looked like they had just gotten out of the bar for how they parked, but that was about it.
We did. So when the Carters came out to Palm Desert, Castelli's is just an old school, great Italian place. If you want old school with the pictures of celebrities up there and great food and a great bar, that's where I met the guy with Tim Mahoney. Remember, yes. I told you with the picture in the back, my buddy Tim Mahoney owns the Loon here in town, and Ingemar, great, and then Greg the bartender. So we go in there, and now we have a few more people than we thought we were going to have. And the guy's like, "I think I can help you." Then I'm gonna slip him the 20. I don't know if I've ever done this before at a restaurant where you know you go, "Oh, thanks," and you give the handshake. And there's a little bit of money.
Did you hide it in the palm,
or did he see it coming? So awkward as I was trying to shake hands with this guy. I mean, it was just not comfortable. I tried to reach out multiple times. And Carter's already had a couple cocktails. He was very amused by it. But, yeah, I mean, I don't know. Maybe they had to do that at the Godfather's Buffet to get a spot.
They have to, yeah.
You know?
Just slip a 20. What's worse is when you go for the handshake and someone, like, grabs your hand like the lobster claw. Just that's always so bizarre.
I think sometimes we need to provide people – handshake etiquette. You know, the clammy handshake.
The dead fish.
The dead fish. You're not already there. You know, it's kind of the claw thing. I mean, handshaking isn't that complicated, is it?
I thought we were done with that after COVID because we were all afraid of, like, getting a disease from handshaking.
Yeah.
The handshake was never going to go away full time.
No.
It's a classic.
I kind of like the handshake.
Sure, if you get a good one.
Overrated among the texts coming in here, the phrase word salad is too overused by pundits. I agree 1,000%. Although there are some experts in that area. I think number one might be the vice president of the United States. Kamala can talk for about 5 minutes. And not even come close to answering the question. Sometimes with the giggle beforehand.
And I think you've accused her of word salad.
And it's like asking her about Israel and Iran, and there's the uncomfortable giggle at the start. And you're like, not sure that was really the time to be yucking it up. Underrated this segment's theme song. Oh, I love it.
You.
Great, great work. How about this one? Properly rated Spencer the Golden Retriever. This golden retriever sat along the Boston Marathon site in rain or shine, encouraging the runners. He died this past year. His owners have two young retrievers that are filling in. That's great, but you know what I would do if I was the owner of Spencer, the golden retriever, is raining out? Get Spencer inside. Why does Spencer have to stay out there in the rain the entire time?
Spencer likes it.
Yes or no, they should have brought Spencer inside as opposed to, I don't know, what is the whole race going by, like 5 hours before everybody's?
No.
Plus, how many of those runners are just like, oh, thank God, a golden retriever is here as you're dying to even make it to mile 13?
Well, let's put it this way. At least let's have Spencer, the golden retriever, maybe the first mile or two. Okay. So he doesn't have to be out there for mile 24 where, you know, Fry might get there in the first 2 hours and 15 minutes, and the two of us might get there 5 hours later.
Right.
Spencer sounds like he was a celebrity at the marathon. I imagine that means a lot of people in the area who ran the race knew about Spencer. They probably brought treats to toss to him as they ran by. You want to deprive him of that because it's sprinkling a little outside?
Oh, it's pouring rain. It's in April. It's Boston, and it's 42 degrees, and poor Spencer's like, God, I hate this marathon. Get me inside. I'm not sure, Fry, you with me? I don't think Spencer loved this. Well, sure, if it's a nice day and it's 65 and it's mile two and this gets done quickly and I get treats. Yeah.
I agree. I think, put him within the first few miles or don't do it.
Commercial-free coverage of the Masters, underrated. More text. Late night hosts, overrated. Mash and black licorice, the best. Black licorice.
Who hurt you?
Get out of this country today. Oh, black licorice is gross. Like Hamas loves black licorice. That's what I mean. Did you hear that also, Dave?
Yeah, that's been rumored.
We can confirm that. It's 17 past 1. More of overrated, underrated, properly rated in a matter of minutes.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We are right in the middle of some good tunes, by the way, and also overrated, underrated, properly rated. Mr. Harrigan, you're next.
All right, well, let's get to it. Thank you for mentioning the tunes for those who didn't catch it earlier. It's chicken music today, and it's chicken music for one reason. It's Boban.
Free chicken on the board if he misses the second free throw.
Oh, man, free chicken on the board.
Yeah, so that's why the fans are getting a little frothy.
Oh, they're pointing to him. Boban's playing with the crowd. Say, you want chicken?
Here's your job.
Oh, he gave him chicken. He's a man of the people.
So good.
He's a man of the people.
You think he did that on purpose?
He did. He gave out free chicken.
That call, Harlan is the master of taking something that's not of, you know, a typical game and turning it into something huge. Any of those calls when they come out, they're just tremendous.
Absolutely.
That one is right with it.
Yeah, that's great. I love that. Have fun. Come on.
It's a man
Not
of the people.
McNeil Lair. It's late in a meaningless game. Boban is saying, I got your chicken.
Mm-hmm.
Have fun with it.
Underrated. Absolutely. Overrated. Lovely invitation yesterday. I should say that. It was very kind to neighbors across the street from us. They're great. They've got a bunch of kids. My kids love playing with them. They said, hey, we're going to have a bonfire this evening. Hot dogs, s'mores, the whole deal. Come on over. So we did that. It was great. It was fun. The kids had a blast. We had fun chatting. Overrated what smoke does to my eyes. And no matter where you go around a bonfire, the smoke's going to find you.
Mm-hmm.
The wind will change. If the smoke's blowing east and you go on the west side,
maybe it says
boom,
something.
There
maybe
it is.
It says something about you. The
it
smoke
might be.
Follows you.
I don't know if you can see my left eye. It is
I can
swollen and puffy.
It is.
It was hurting last night. I had to, you know, get some eye drops, did nothing, thought it was getting better, then woke up this morning. It was all red, like the eyelid itself red. Smoke. Bonfire's overrated.
Sounds like a big excuse for I was on the bong all night and the eyes are still red, and he's making up this whole story. I thought you were going with s'mores, because I think we've established before. They're overrated.
Oh, no. The s'mores properly rated.
Overrated.
You got to get the smokeless fire pit. That's mistake number one.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Do you get the wood-burning smokeless or, like, the gas?
I have no idea. I don't have one.
Good time. I've heard they're tremendous.
Yeah.
Also, another back to the underrated, Ryan Gosling. Just as a person, as an actor, as a personality.
We're getting there.
He's tremendously underrated. Maybe he's getting to properly rated status since Ken. But watching the clips from SNL over the weekend, and I know you commented on one. I'll let you have that.
But
Gosling himself is just, he's tremendous.
Well, can I jump in here?
Please do.
Okay. who's a bigger star? Who's more talented right now as a male than Ryan Gosling? Because he's had his very serious, meaty roles where you're like, whoa. Then he's willing to have fun and be Ken and be the fall guy.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, one of his stories in the last month is Steven Spielberg, you might have heard of him, he's made a movie or two, went up to Gosling and told him, I can't tell you how much I love this movie, The Fall Guy, right? And some of his serious stuff, he's amazing. But SNL, for all you buffoons who think SNL is never funny anymore, first of all, open up your eyes. I get it. Sometimes things happen before, and they were at peak. And has this year, as someone who still watches SNL, has this been as consistent as other years? Mm-mm. Has not been. But Saturday? Brilliant. First of all, let's go with the opening monologue, or the we'll get to the monologue. Sorry. Opening segment where Kate McKinnon's in it, and they're now pals because obviously McKinnon and SNL, and then Barbie, where it's an alien invasion, and McKinnon was so funny. Again, I think McKinnon's as funny as any female who's ever on that show. And he's losing. Gosling lost it in skits about 10, 12 times. And that's so underrated when they lose it and break character. I love it. Then the monologue where, again, is he going to sing about Ken again? Of course he's going to sing about Ken again. But then Emily Blunt comes out, who's a part of Fall Guy. And she's like, you got to end this. But then they're going to Ken, Barbie versus Oppenheimer and singing together. It was brilliant, but the skit, which is generating the most reaction, and rightfully so, is Heidi Gardner is reacting, who's talented on that show, to Kenan Thompson in this interview, and Gosling is dressed up as Beavis, and then the other cast member is dressed up as Butt, and they're acting like, I don't know what you're talking about. Unfamiliar this. It was so well written, and then the fact that they're all losing it was just great. And Gosling, there was this long, like 7-minute feature, which it was complex. It was Avatar and this papyrus or something. It's if Gosling doesn't win an Emmy for his appearance on SNL, shut the Emmys down. He was so good. Throughout it. Then, oh, by the way, Caitlin Clark comes on, and I love when they do this. And so they know Che's been kind of mocking women's sports as part of the bit. By the way, Jordana saying earlier today that Michael Che and Colin Jost are not funny. That's grounds for dismissal.
Insane.
I mean, it's just insanity. What is she talking? They're so good. But Caitlin Clark just taking Michael Che to town was great, and your timing was excellent. So yeah, Gosling. If you could pick one male star right now to be a part of something, who are you picking over Gosling? Because I don't know why you'd pick. I mean, oh, by the way, he's as good-looking male as anyone on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
And he's willing to look phenomenal or then make fun of his looks, right? Or then dress up in ways where his looks are irrelevant to all of it. Yeah, he's spectacular.
The Aaron Brockovich sketch, too.
Oh, so God, was that good. There were so many good sketches. It was great. Okay, Billy Joel. We're not going to turn this into 2 hours like every other show in America. Okay. Two things. I have no idea what CBS was doing. No idea. It was just dumb. Have you people heard of YouTube? Honestly, have you heard of the internet? Like, first of all you gather around and watch a concert with commercials, I have no idea what you're doing. Knock it off. Record it, skip the commercials, and then, I don't know, watch a concert without commercials. Do we get commercials at most concerts? And then all of you, I miss Piano Man. Oh, yeah. Turn on KQ. It's on right now. Like, we haven't heard how many renditions of Piano Man. By the way, it wasn't live. It was like 2 weeks ago. But right now, if you punch in Billy Joel in concert, how many hits? How many? What do we guess? 500,000 hits of Billy Joel in concert?
I'll look it up right now.
At least.
Actually, not one.
Yeah, not one.
No, not one.
Not one. So,
all
again,
embargoed.
Dumb decision by CBS, but all of you who gathered to watch a concert with commercials, that's not live. When there's this thing called your phone or internet in YouTube, what are you doing? Right, am I right?
My in-laws watch our girls. Well, one's in school.
Yes.
But they showed up this morning as I was heading out the door, and my father-in-law says, "Hey, I got a bone to pick with WCCO." I said, "Oh, whoa, whoa. First of all, you're talking CCO TV. Yeah, we're CCO
exactly,
radio.
Exactly.
But I know what you're going to say, because my mother-in-law was
like,
all...
Like you had the switch.
Yes.
Like, yeah,
she was all
Producer Dave had the switch for the entire CBS company.
Oh, they were furious.
Anybody under the age of 47 furious today?
I didn't even know that concert was going on. I had no clue.
Right. I mean, you are a Luddite if you didn't realize that Billy Joel is out there. Again, I'm not defending CBS. Dumb move. But I'll never see Billy Joel again. I don't know. Grab your phone. You'll find him everywhere. And then, wow, I've never heard him play Piano Man. How is that possible? Is that the most played song over the last 45 years of rock and roll?
This is a live version in concert. 100th Madison Square Garden show. It was probably the talk of the pizza buffet in Iowa.
Or the valley.
He might headline Sauerkraut Days.
I could go for some sauerkraut right now. Texas, it was a phenomenal concert with huge band. Saxophone player was amazing. It's worth waiting through the commercials. No, it's not. Just tape it and then skip the commercials and you go from song to song to song. Why wouldn't you do that? Again, by the way, I'll be talking about commercials soon, and I hope you buy all those products. But if you can skip it, isn't that the way to go?
Maybe we need to bring commercials to live shows in arena.
No, we don't.
Eras Tour comes back. Taylor just says, "Hey, I need a couple-minute break." A little word from our sponsors.
Couple last ones. Runners like to tell us they run. Man, they like. Is there any activity in the world that some sort of sports or activity where they have to tell you about the running? Our guy Hauser has to tell. I have plenty of people in my life who are runners. Every other conference, so what's going on? I ran this morning. Constantly. Ben Gessling, excellent job for the Star Tribune. We just did another big story about Ben running while covering the Vikings. Runners like to tell us about the running. And again, I can't do a marathon. It's a great skill, great dedication. Very impressive. Don't get me wrong. But, man, they like to talk about it. Is there any denying that?
Would you like me to tell you about my runs last week?
No, I don't.
I feel like I keep that on the down low.
No, you're a rarity.
CrossFitters, they love to talk about CrossFit.
My handyman, I've bragged him up before. My handyman was at my house yesterday dealing with issues. If you're not great at handy projects around the house and you have a client, my guy Clyde has been with me from Hanny. Hanny introduced me to Clyde. Somewhere in the 90s, man, I miss Hanny too. Hanny, just all-time great human being. If you have a handyman you trust, I don't know what matters more, a really good partner or a handyman. It's a pick 'em sort of situation.
Could be both.
Could be both. And I just had some Brussels sprouts. Brussels sprouts, underrated. What are you shaking your head
up? They stink. Mm. They smell horrible. I can't do it.
You smell horrible, okay?
I might. It's a long weekend. A lot of softball.
Harrigan, you can't do Brussels sprouts?
No, they're fine. I wouldn't say they're underrated. They're rated pretty low, and I think that's where they belong.
You're wrong.
They're not good, but I'll eat one if I have to.
You're right. They're not good. They're fantastic, and they deserve more credit. We're only going to talk Brussels sprouts for the next 90 minutes on the show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.